Well, today is a different setting again. And I just thought it would be, you know, we were last night in heaven and with all that anticipation. And like we talked about on Friday night, we need to send those roots heavenward too. But we are still on this earth. We had to come out of heaven again. We couldn't stay there forever yet. And so here is a little paradise garden. Can you see that?
Beautiful. Lilies and roses.
Yeah, isn't that nice? And in the middle is a depiction of the fountain of the Father's goodness. And those who have been on Canaan in Germany, have been in Canaan in the desert, you have seen the real one. But this is a pretty good imitation. At least gives us a picture, you know, in our illustration. And so I thought for this time that we're going out into our own families and jobs and whatever is waiting for us when we come home, the one thing that will really strengthen us for the journey heavenward, homeward, is to know more and take in deep into our hearts who our God is. Because that will help us to get through the dark times, the difficult things that we might face, the questions we don't have an answer to, if we are just grounded.
I mean, we can hear you, but just in case.
Okay, just in case I lose my voice or something. Just to take in more of who He is. So that we cannot doubt that. And I read on Friday night from Sown in Weakness, you remember what Mother Basilea said about trusting, and if we have come to know God as He is, then nothing can, and the enemy cannot conquer us. And so this morning, I just put together this little celebration here, that we would take in the different character traits of God the Father. And there may be more, but we have 7 of them depicted on the fountain. And so this little program is built on these 7 character traits of God. And if we just drink in deeply who He is, then that will let it just soak in. Then it's like a living waters flowing into you. And when you get through those desert stretches in your life, then let that living water come in into you to help you through the desert. And so that's my longing for this morning, that we will just be strengthened by who He is. And I do have some things I'd like to share with you. Now, this part of the retreat, where we are concentrating on the middle part of our song, you know, here, we always sing, "Let your roots grow down into Him." And then in the middle it says, "Everything we need for life is given through our knowledge of Him." And so this is the part that we will be equipped for everything we need for life and to live that godly life through our knowledge of Him. And that is, of course, not only head knowledge, but heart knowledge. And so the more we drink in and take in who He is, the more we will be equipped. And I would like, you know, the names of the Father on the fountain, most of them are taken from Exodus. And I thought that, you know, Christy, we were just singing about the deep, deep love of Jesus. And that's what it's absolutely the truth. But the Father loves us too. The Father loves us too. And this is, you know, this goes all. I love the Old Testament because all our roots are in there. Mm-hmm. and the foundation is in there, and there you can find such amazing scriptures about the love of God, because it's the love of God for His people. And I think this morning we should also have in our hearts, and maybe when we come to Father of Comfort especially, you maybe heard, I didn't hear details, but Karen told us, and then somebody else told us too, about this attack in the synagogue in, where was it, on the East Coast somewhere? In Pittsburgh. And you know, these were the people where God, that God loves the most, and they are so hated. And so, especially when we come to Father of Comfort, we want to take them into, but we keep them in our hearts, because what grief, and if we could just spill over a little bit of that living water to them of who God is and who He is, especially for His people. So maybe I gave up my Bible because I didn't want to take it in my suitcase. So could somebody read from Exodus 33? Or bring it up, I'll say a few words before that. And that is like when God speaks about Himself in the scripture, it's all often a description of His character. That's how He introduces Himself, or that's the wrong way to say it, but that's the way He speaks of Himself. So, do you want to read, Dennis, from Exodus 33, verses 18 to 23?
Then Moses said, I pray thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I myself will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim the name of the Lord before you, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show compassion on whom I shall show compassion. But, he said, you cannot see my face, for no man can see me and live. Then the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and you shall stand there on the rock. And it will come about while my glory is passing by, that I will put you in the cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take my hand away, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen.
And then chapter 34, verses 5 to 7a, just the first part of verse 7. Does anybody else have a Bible open? Mary Kay?
And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with them there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness and truth, keeping mercy and loving kindness for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty.
You know, Moses is asking to see God's glory. And the Lord says, I will let my goodness pass, I can't remember how it said now, but with the goodness pass by. And then he says, you can't see my face. I will hide you in the cleft of the rock, and only you can see my back. And I think this is some Jewish person explained that, and it makes so much sense. Because what does it mean with seeing God's back? And he said it means, you know, while God is acting, we cannot understand him. But after he has passed by, maybe later, we understand who God is, why he did what he did, and that he is compassionate, and that he is all these things that he describes himself to be. Because God, that is God's nature, and that cannot change. It's only our understanding that is so blurred. But afterwards, we will understand that. And so, this word I quote a lot, and I did not put it here. This is one of my favorite words by Madhavas Leah. This little booklet is very good. In him will I trust. And this one here with the pathway winding and you can't see really where it's going. Madhavas Leah says here, are you troubled about the path you have to follow? Remember, God your Father is leading you in love. The path he has chosen for you is the best one of all. Otherwise, he would have led you along a different one. And maybe while you're still in the cleft of the rock there and you can't see the whole picture, you think, this is supposed to be the best way? No way. But afterwards, you know, and we will understand why that was the very best. And had there been a better one, he would have chosen that one for us. But in the meantime, you know, we need to just drink in what God has said about himself and who he is, so that while we're still there and can't see the whole picture and we're just in that little cleft and we don't understand why this is like that or why this had to happen, that we are so grounded in this God is good. Who he is, he has only the best intentions. He is love, he's love only, and we'll go into these different names in a little bit. The highest goal of learning is to know God. A little knowledge of God is worth much more than a great deal of knowledge about him. And this is, you know, we have a lot of head knowledge, but it needs to become experience so it becomes heart knowledge. And I just happened to read a little while back. It was an old guidepost, actually. And it was Joni Erickson Tada who gave her testimony. And Karen is going to see her very soon. And you know what she said. And of course, going with our theme, she's saying exactly what we're going to talk about. You know what she said? And you all know Joni and her handicap. And she said, there is only one handicap in life I have discovered. Do you know what that would be?
Not knowing God.
That is living without the knowledge of God. With him we have everything we need. Now this is exactly what the scripture says and then in the song. Everything we need for life. We have in the knowledge of him. And now these words weigh very deep, heavy, or how do you say? Because of her life. That she is able to say that's the only handicap in life. Living without the knowledge, that's the heart knowledge of God. The better we come to know God, the clearer will be our perspective on the world. When we understand that God is in charge, we won't panic every time we hear the news. We won't give up hope because of the evil in the world. I see here I had. When we know God, we can look at life circumstances through the lens of faith, bearing in mind his plan. We find it possible to accept that whatever is happening is allowed by God and that everything comes under his personal surveillance. That's exactly what Mother Basilea said. The best way. Now, I don't know, Karen maybe can help me here, but El Shaddai, that's one name of God, and it's God the Almighty. But somebody translated it a different way. Actually, this is a Hebrew professor who says to El Shaddai, to the name of El Shaddai, that it has the thought of the superabundance. God is not just enough. He is always more than enough. And so we need to, you know, hold on to that and just push those roots into there because there is more than enough. And I find that too, when everything is really terrible in the world, and you seem like everything is out of control. If we have sometimes looked at, you know, one of those DVDs or videos of the universe, then everything falls into perspective. God is the Almighty. He has all those, everything under control. And then it's not like it's such a chaos here. No, if He can control all of that, when God becomes so great for us, then it's not, it doesn't shake us so much. It's terrible what's happening, but we can still get our balance back. He is the much more than enough God. And so this morning, this is what Mother Basilea says in Hidden in His Hands, and I couldn't find a single copy of Hidden in His Hands of the book table, so I don't know if they all have been taken or if we didn't have any. But if you want it, all you have to do is email us or send us or call us up or something. Sister Georgine will be more than happy to send you whatever is not on the book table. But this is a quote from Mother Basilea from Hidden in His Hands. There is great power in declaring aloud what God means to you. Only if we reckon with God, and only if we picture Him in our hearts, in His fatherly love as a helper and deliverer, will we experience His help. For our experience with God corresponds to the concept we bear of Him in our hearts. Do we ever consider the fact that it depends on us whether or not we experience God's help? It lies ready in store for us, but it can be granted only to those whose hearts are open and inclined towards God, and who do not raise a barrier against Him by their mistrust. This is Selwyn Hughes. It is essential to have confidence in God, in God's character. Is God good, and can He be trusted? If we have doubts, it will affect the way we view and approach Him. Doubts about the goodness of God will result in our souls keeping their distance from Him. Without complete confidence, we will not desire a close relationship. Remember that one retreat when we talked about doubts and we had that little song, Doubt Your Doubts? That's what we need to do. When those doubts come up, we need to doubt the doubts and not doubt the character of God. So, I think with that we can start because it's a little longer program. And if we don't get through it all, it's all right. I just had a section to each of the names. But first it's just something general about God's love and the Father. And so we will start with the idea of fountain of goodness is the heart of our God. And we will just drink from that fountain this morning. And then after this first section, you will each get a cup with one of the names. And we'll just say a prayer, and everyone gets the one that the Lord wants him to discover a little bit more in the next this morning, or maybe it will set you on a journey where you take in that character trait of God, or maybe there is another one that speaks to you more than the cup you will receive this morning. That's okay, you can dig into each one of them. They're all precious, they're all special, and they will all help you get through whatever you need to get through. And you know, I just thought when we sang it, leaning, leaning, if you doubt, then you won't put all your weight on the person next to you, if you can't trust that they will, you know, won't let you fall. And so that's what we're building up now in this morning, that we're leaning on the everlasting arms. So I think this is a program where we all want to take part of. So when it says S, we'll just go around, and the next one will read the part. And if you don't feel comfortable reading, or for some reason, just tell the next person to do it. So, Lorraine, would you start, please?
The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, "Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you."
Thus says the Lord who created you, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine."
For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. And he remembers that we are dust.
Actually, we don't have to stand there. We can sit down. But we can stand up in between, and it's not just sitting. I'll read this text from Maravasudev. As a personal God, the Lord has a very personal relationship with us human beings. Like a father with his children. This is why it is written in his word, "I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty, El Shaddai." Because he is love, he cares for his children in all matters, having their best interests at heart. God, our Father in heaven, has bound himself to us, his children. We belong to him, and he belongs to us. His heart goes out to us. God gives us his full attention. How God gives his full attention to his children. He delights in them and rejoices with them. He loves each one of us very personally, calling him by his name. The God of the Bible is the Father from whom all fatherhood on earth derives its name. Who can fully appreciate the implication of this? A picture is painted in our hearts of the image of God. He is great and almighty, but above all, he is love. God the Father rejoices in doing us good. Left and right. So, because I sit here, you are the left and we are the right.
Oh, Father, Father, I am your child. What overwhelming joy is mine to know my Father loves me. He watches day and night over me, providing for my every need with gracious, loving kindness.
I sing and shout exultantly. A child of God, oh, could there be a greater, nobler blessing? For me, his heart beats lovingly. My smallest cares he always sees, my griefs and sorrows sharing.
Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I've inscribed you on the palms of my hands.
He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart.
In all their distress, he too was distressed. In his love and mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old.
The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms.
I mean, with just these scriptures, our heart should already be like bubbling over. So if you feel down, just pull out this or pull out your Bible and mark some that you, just like Sister Daniela was saying about the pick, you know, have something ready to help you keep your trust. So that's why I put in this little chorus, because we do want to magnify the Lord, you know. Father Fountain, a character trait of God on them. So you don't get to pick which one you would like this morning. It will just be allotted to you, but you have full freedom to just dig in any of these, then in your program, the one that you feel you are really drawn to. But that's just for this morning. Maybe he wants to speak to you, especially through the name he gives you. So maybe we'll sing that, O Magnify, and we'll send this around, and just take the top one, you know, don't start looking and say, oh,
no shopping.
Thank you. So are you happy with your needs?
Yes.
Yes.
God is happy he gave it to me.
They're all beautiful, so there is nothing that you have to be afraid of. It's all about God and who he is. So, who has Father of Comfort? Karen, Megan, Valerie, and Shannon.
And Christy.
Oh, and Christy. Good. I think when we do these sections, I'd like those who have that name to be specially active. So you do the speaking parts, and then when it comes that little, well, I'll say it when we get there. So that you don't have to remember so many things. But now you are especially the ones who are active in this group. So when it says, when you do the reading parts, we all sing, and so that it really becomes your personal work.
Would it be helpful if maybe they stood so they would know who they are to take their turn? Would that be? Yeah, they can stand.
It's good for us to get up in between anyway, and then you know who you belong to. Well, Christy can't stand up. She's up. You just have to remember her. Well, it's just one there.
You can go first.
Oh, one person?
Mm-hmm. I am he who comforts you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
been through the valley of weeping, the valley of sorrow and pain. But the God of all comfort is with me, at hand to uphold and sustain.
You keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book.
Now I want this group again, just take in, you know, we have a song for each name of the Father, and they're a little tricky to learn, but these are the words for it, so that's why I just put them in the words, but that you just take that in and read it together, the group.
Father of comfort, your fatherly comfort is tender and mild. You heal the pain of each suffering child. O Father of comfort, praise be to you.
I will turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow.
You will comfort me once again.
Comfort each other because you are comforted by him. Who has Father of Mercy? You can't be the only one.
The man.
Yes. Yeah, we'll sing. Actually, we're saying it here, but I think we can sing the steadfast love of the Lord. Never, or did I not give you the music for it?
This is a quote from Lamentations. It's not exactly the words of the song, but I think you all know the song pretty much.
Want to read that together?
Look at the
fatherly hands of God.
Yeah, the group from Father of Mercy.
Oh, us.
Okay. Yeah, you.
So we're going to look at the way they work in sinful men. All of us. Right?
Mm-hmm, all of you.
The fatherly hands place the robe of righteousness.
And the most precious ring. Can you find it, Becky? It's on the third line in that paragraph that starts with a T.
Why don't we start over?
Okay, why don't you start over?
It's still Brian from Becky's.
Yeah, that was moving.
Look at the fatherly hands of God. Look at the way they work in sinful men. These fatherly hands place the robe of righteousness and the most precious ring of divine love on those who approach the Father like the prodigal son and say, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. Place yourself in these fatherly hands. When your mistakes and your sins make you sorrowful, and they will soothe you and be kinder for you than you can imagine.
Kinder than you can imagine. All you want to say, this is the song that goes to the Father of Mercy, but you don't have to sing it, you can just proclaim it loud.
Father, Father, Father of Mercy, Father great and merciful. Your heart draws near in love and mercy to all the sick and suffering and poor. We worship you, O Lord, your heart of mercy we adore.
God is rich in mercy.
He saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy.
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you.
I'll read this one. The Father's love has stored up an abundant reward for all the tears of his children. He himself will wipe away every tear from their eyes. He will take them into his arms. He will embrace them, just as Jesus depicted in the parable of the prodigal son. After his slight momentary affliction, he wants to give us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Let's do this all together.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
Can you do it real short?
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
So I chose the Father of Mercy because of the forgiveness of the Lord, and I will just say that the Father ran a long way off to meet me. I was not a believer and became a believer when I was young 20s and had compassion on me. And I spent most of my life, even as a believer, still under so much guilt. And from the sisters, what God has taught me through the sisters, he has forgiven. He has forgiven me. He loves me. And he says in Isaiah, for my own sake, I will blot out your transgressions and remember them no more. I, even I, will blot them out for my own sake. So he does it for his own sake. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Thank you, Miriam. Do you know what the... Now we're coming to Father of Grace. Who is Father of Grace? Oh, look, they're all up in that corner there. You know what's the difference between mercy and grace?
Mercy is not getting what you deserve, and grace is getting...
Yeah, that's right, but you just need to say it loud.
Mercy is not getting what you deserve, and grace is getting...
You receive what you don't deserve.
Yeah.
You know, grace is... We can't earn grace. Then it's not grace anymore. Father of Grace is really my, you know, the one I... It's my name, but I have another one this morning. But it, the grace is so beautiful, and I would have so much to share with you about it, but we will just take in what the songs say and what the scriptures say, and then you can just start digging into this treasure of finding out deeper and deeper what God's grace is. So,
you are a forgiving God, gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love.
The God of all grace will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast.
Who is the Father of grace? He is the Father who, in Jesus Christ, forgives us by grace alone. Children of the Father of grace, rejoice. Forgiveness, unlimited
for his forgiveness,
and can rejoice and be happy. Our joy will spill over to others, testifying that we need not despair when we are still angry, touching, or bound in some other way. Through repentance and faith in Jesus' forgiveness, you can truly experience redeeming grace.
Go ahead, proclaim. Father of grace.
Father of grace. Father of grace. Eternal grace. Forth from your heart flows grace, only grace amazing. When my sins you remember no more, you see with Jesus, the Lamb.
He predestined us to be adopted as his sons to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding.
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God.
What do we talk together?
Who is a pardoning God like these? Or who has grace so rich and free?
And for this next song we need to stand up and really all, you know, isn't it good that he doesn't say, oh, only grace for these four who got the name.
Thank you.
come. Actually, we all need all these things, but grace is really not. It's just grace. It's just grace. We have to ask for grace to receive grace.
Yes.
And we don't. We're kind of complicated beings. So now we'll do responsive reading. I know this is a song, but we're only going to read it. So we'll start on this side, and then you take the lines that are indented.
Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin, how shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? Take away my burden, setting my spirit free, for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me.
Wonderful, the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea,
higher than the mountains, sparkling like a fountain, all-sufficient grace forgiving me.
Broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame.
O magnify the precious name of Jesus.
Praise his name.
Hallelujah.
Now who is on?
Grace people.
The grace people?
Grace people.
Carrie?
From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another.
Amen. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness.
Tell yourself this over and over again. I am.
that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
God is love. Whenever you have to suffer or take paths that you do not understand, say and sing again and again, God is love. God is love. If you say this confession or sing it before the visible and also before the invisible world, your trust in the Father will become invincible. Now I need to explain this because it's a little confusing. I think the group will say the part that's just regular print, and then we all say really loud when it comes the thick print, God is love.
Come, let us all unite to sing.
God is love.
Let heaven and earth their praises bring.
God is love.
Let every soul from sin awake. Each in his heart sweet music make, and sing with us unscrupulous sake.
For God is love, God is love, God is love.
Come, let us all unite and sing
that God is love.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
So that really leaves nothing out. Mm-hmm. Nor anything else in all creation can separate us from the love of God. Wow.
I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
This song you have to stand if you're able, because it's proclaiming something unbelievable about God's love. Father, what is it's on? It's red, but it's on.
Who cares? Is this something, Sister Daniela? Do you have a session?
No, it's only a logistic.
Oh, okay. So can we move on with Father of Patience? The two of you in here? Three? Four? Oh, good.
But you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth.
And begin.
You do this together when it's
together. In the beginning, God spoke the word and creation came into being. But let us think for a moment. Does not the creation of his image in our lives require a lifetime of his patience and work in us? How endless is his patience with us. And so in spirit we thank the Father of patience, asking him at the same time to make us his true children. May his patience at work in us help us to be patient with others, especially with their weaknesses and sins. And in light of all our sinful bondage, let us remember how often we have needed and experienced the Father of patience.
Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation.
Father, patience of patience, you bear so patiently your children's sins and failings. You love and chasten, never tiring to forgive. We worship you all till eternity. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise. Oh, we're not going this way. But that's all. That wasn't yes. Oh.
It's okay. Whichever.
The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
Let's do this all together. No, it's gonna.
God waits as endless years go past until his goal is reached at last, eternal plans accomplished. This child now loves him tenderly, and brings the father no more grief. Upon his heart reposes.
But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. Since that time he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool.
He must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything as he promised long ago.
This next song is a new song, but it has touched my heart so much, because when we get impatient, and then it says here, thousands of years have gone by and still you're waiting. Waiting for the King of the Jews to sit on his throne.
Is this just one verse, Sister?
It's just one verse, but we might sing it twice. Because it just shows up. Go a little slower.
Thank you.
love of God and into the patience of Christ.
Can I say something quick about patience?
You can say something quick.
I think of myself as being an extremely impatient person. But people tell me all the time how amazed they are at the amount of patience that I have. And really what it boils down to is I am, and I can't think of the word, but hard-headed. What is the word?
Stubborn.
Stubborn. I am the most stubborn person you will ever meet.
I mean, why I knew that well.
And if I am like teaching my kids how to drive, for instance, or when I was coaching youth basketball, if I know those kids can do it, I will wait for years on them to prove it because I am stubborn. And I think that's really the secret to patience. Being patient is just being stubborn and waiting for the proof that you already know exists.
Right.
I think that's God redeeming stubbornness.
Now each one is so beautiful, isn't it? You'd like to have them all, and you can have them all, but who has Father of Faithfulness? Look at that. So do you want to start together with the T?
God is love. One of the characteristics of love is faithfulness. He will never leave you. He will never disappoint you. He will guide you and sustain you up to the end. He is asking you, when you can no longer understand me, when you have to go difficult paths of suffering, then keep your trust in me and your loyalty to me as a sign of your love.
Now this one real loud.
Father of faithfulness, who is like you, so faithful? Your name is Yea and Amen. Whatever you say comes true. We worship you,
Now I'll give you a break. I'll read this next one. If we praise him as Father, he will prove himself to be our Father. If we praise his faithfulness, we will experience it. If we complain, however, that God is not a father and not a helper, we will also not experience his help. He takes us at our word, according to Numbers 14:28. He will act according to the way we speak about him. As we honor God by praising him as the kindest Father, full of faithfulness and love, we will experience that he will reveal himself in this way.
Your faithfulness endures to all generations.
O Lord, God of hosts, who is as mighty one like unto you, O Lord? And your faithfulness is round about you, an essential part of you at all times.
My faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him.
And this is again one, this is the scripture quoted, but I hope you know how it sings because I just didn't want to go all the, through all the copyright things.
Thank you.
sounds good. So where are we?
God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, for the temptation will also make your way of escape, that you may be able to bear it.
God seeks people who trust him, who will follow his leadings, and in darkest of nights, never doubt his perfect love, who fix their gaze on the stars of his promises. God seeks people who trust him, who will follow his leadings, and when tested, never doubt his perfect love.
Let us hold fast the confession of our hope
without wavering,
for he who promised is faithful.
The Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one.
Even when we are too weak to have any faith left, he remains faithful to us and will help us, for he cannot disown himself, and he will always carry out his promises to us.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Come on, Sandra. We are proclaiming loudly.
I'm sorry.
Can I will do together?
Can we ever measure the fatherly goodness of God? He always has to bestow good things upon us. He is intent on making his children happy. Now his children should sing songs of praise to him by proclaiming how good the Father is, and by thanking him for it, we open his hands, and the blessing, grace, and the presence of his fatherly goodness will stream down upon us. So give thanks more often, and you will receive more. Yes, you will see abundantly.
Now this one, did we know how to sing it or no? Father of goodness.
Did you know?
Did you?
You never learned it.
Okay, we'll proclaim it then. Yeah, we sang it with the tape.
It is precious.
Since we're coming to the end, we get to sing it. She has it on the tape too. While she looks at, oh, is the tape recorder still here?
No, the tape recorder's not.
Okay.
Shall be satisfied with my goodness, says the Lord.
God is so good. God is so good.
to you. God's will is goodness and loving kindness and good the ways he leads me on.
God is a true father. A good earthly father pays attention to every small thing which his child does. How much more does the Father in heaven do that? The smallest thing that we do in secret, a small sacrifice, an act of love. God notices it and keeps it in his heart. And one day it will happen as it is written. He will reward you openly on the day of the last judgment, when he, as the great rewarder, will distribute the pay. You can sit, Sandra, because now you have all your cups, and if you were a Canaan in the desert or a Canaan at home, you would get a little drink from your name. And we don't have the real water here, but we are still going to give you a drink from your name. So we have to just organize this. We'll have to do maybe Phyllis and Valerie, you can help. I am going to, if those who have Father of Love, because this is Father of Love here, who has Father of Love?
You know what?
We have to do one at a time.
Father of Love, your own.
Yeah. Well, we do one at a time, otherwise we don't know who to pour it, because otherwise here is love. So you just drink in, really take it in, drink it in, the love of the Father. Well, yeah, but I thought then you were going to be confused who has what. And you? You need a little drink of Father.
Father Grace?
You have to put it back when Father of Love, Sister Daniela. So in case somebody needs it at the end a little bit, they can have somebody else's too.
Okay, Father of Faithfulness.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Father of Patience.
That's what I'm about earlier. there, so you know nothing here. This is just to give us a little imagination how we can drink it. And I'm glad we're almost making it with the time, too. So, we'll just do this very last part. God has a heart, a loving fatherly heart. He constantly feels for his children, for each one of us in all our sorrows, burdens, and joys. He understands us. He cares about us. Each of Earth's billions is known to God by name. He is aware of what concerns us. There is nothing he does not care about. For the heart of the Father is divine life, and that life is love, nothing but love. And what flows from his heart? Infinite compassion. What wonderful assurance. Someone carries the burden with us. We are never left to carry it alone. This is why we can entrust ourselves completely to our Heavenly Father's loving heart. And now you have, there's a little prayer, and on one of the sections there's a little heart. And so if you, those who have like the first section, read that together, and then those that have the heart on the next one.
Father, I will trust you at all times, for you are so good. My Father, I will thank you at all times for joys and sorrows, since both come from your loving heart.
My Father, I will believe you at all times and trust that all things are possible for you, because you bring all your promises into completion.
We only have that, those two verses here. There are more, but we just sing with that. And now, are you ready to go out into your own situations again, strengthened by taking in who the Father is? And you know, this doesn't have to stop here. You just keep drinking, keep drinking. And then we know that He leads us as we go out. So we'll close with the closing song.
Thank you.
separate in sections, and so that you have the whole thing available somewhere. You don't have to pull out your little program. You can each take one of those and have them. And this sadly ends our retreat. Yes, Peggy has announcements. What? But we want to thank Christy too. I mean.